Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brad Harvey, an attorney and partner with Miller & Martin Law Firm based in Chattanooga. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's good to talk to you. I want to talk to you about these changes in the Fair Labor Standards Act that involves the threshold for when you need to pay a salaried person overtime. We'll get to that in just a minute. Before we get to that, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you have a very impressive education. You went to prep school here in Chattanooga, Baylor School on the Tennessee River. Then you went off to Duke and studied undergrad at Duke University, and then went to Vanderbilt and got a law degree. So very impressive education.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
For those who don't know who Miller & Martin are, one of the leading law firms in Chattanooga with offices in Nashville and Atlanta as well, your area of expertise is in the labor area, and you actually helped Floor Focus with an article that we ran in October of last year related to the contractor-subcontractor relationship, which is on a lot of people's minds in the flooring business.
That's right. It appears that installers are often in your industry classified as independent contractors, and depending on the particular circumstances, that may or may not be defensible.
Okay, so let's talk about the issue of the day. This is actually very interesting, and it's really going to be interesting to retailers. I think they're the ones that are going to have to watch this pretty closely, especially those in some of the outlying areas where they try to hire a manager and stay open 6 days a week and might not be paying that manager over $46,000. So let's talk real quickly what's changed. The Fair Labor Standards Act was passed in 75, and it set a threshold $23,660. So if you hired a salaried person and you weren't paying them that much and they were working more than 40 hours, you actually needed to pay them time and a half over 40. So this executive order from President Obama, which he wrote in May and goes into effect December 1st, changes that threshold, actually doubles it to $47,476, right?
That's right. The presumption is that any employees would be paid overtime, and the burden would be on the employer to prove that an exemption, is what it's referred to, applies. And most exemptions have both a duties test, focusing on the duties that the employee performs and whether they're the type that would be exempt, and a salary basis test that they must be paid a guaranteed minimum salary. The change is for the executive, administrative, and professional exemptions specifically. So, for example, if you have an outside salesperson or a motor carrier exemption, over-the-road driver, they are not affected. But for, like you say, your managers, they would be. And the minimum salary has, as you say, doubled basically to $47,476 effective in December.
So we don't want it in this interview to deal with all the specifics of what you need to do to make sure you're in compliance, because we send you to that area and we will in a minute. But roughly, as we've mentioned, I mean, if you've got a manager and you're running a retail store, you look and see specifically what qualifies as a manager. If you have that situation and they're working over 40 hours and you're not paying them $47,476, you might need to make some adjustments in the way you've set your organization up, right?
Yes, you definitely need to look at it. This change is something that could be a very big deal, but if you look at it, you can plan for it in your budgets and your structuring. So anybody, if you have people exempt making, say, in the 30,000s, some of those people you might look closely based on their duties. Should they have been exempt all along? This may be an opportunity to look at that and sort of blame the new rules on any changes. And there may be some people that you can give a raise to take them up to the new exemption level, and others you may want to convert to non-exempt, where they would be getting overtime. And you may even look at your staffing and how you structure departments to see if you can best fit a way to work within your budget.
Now, we need to point out what's behind all this for just a minute. When you start looking at this, this was not something passed by Congress. This was an executive order by the president. As he tries to raise the earnings of the middle class, you know, up to a higher level, but there could be a backfire from this, because instead of people just saying, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and pay my people more, what people may do, as you mentioned earlier, is they may look at their management level people and take them back to hourly, or they may hire more part-time people so that they cut the hours of the people that were working more hours, right?
Yeah, there are different ways that people can approach it, and this was the final rule from the Department of Labor, and it is the policy that they would be thinking out would be to try to increase pay. The old salary minimum was actually below the federal poverty level, so I think most people thought it should be adjusted, but it's being adjusted very quickly. The Department of Labor projects that this will create more jobs, that maybe people will be hired so that employees aren't overworked and working overtime, but it could work different ways. You might have say if you have three stores and two managers, you might classify one of those as exempt and work him or her quite a lot and cover more area and not necessarily create more jobs. So everybody will still have to find a way to work within the budgets that they have.
Now, one more little quick comment about the timing on all this. As we mentioned earlier, announced in May, goes into effect December 1st, and a lot of people, if you look, you know, in some of the editorials that have been written about these new laws, are saying that this was timed almost perfectly to go into effect while the current president was still in office. Isn't that correct?
That is right. So that's why most people don't anticipate that this will be delayed. I think you'll have to plan as if this is going into effect December 1st, and assuming that's the case, just based on the rulemaking timeline, that timeline made sense to make sure that this came into effect before the change to the new president, whoever that might be.
That's right. Okay, so if anybody's got any specific questions for you, Brad, regarding their situation and what they might do, I know they can probably get in touch with you. You've developed a great questionnaire on this. I'll make it part of the link for the write-up of this interview, and they can reach you at, what's the website for Miller & Martin?
MillerMartin.com.
All right, Brad. Well, I appreciate your help with this. Again, but talking to Brad Harvey about the recent changes in the Fair Labor Standards Act as it relates to overtime pay and the thresholds. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.